It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Michael,
and Mim. And today we're going to learn about the dark.
Meet a grumpy bunny.
And learn all about nightlights. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Night-night, Mim. Night-night, Laura.
Nighty-night, Michael. Sleep well, Mim.
Good night. See you in the morning. Sleepy, sleepy. Bye-bye. Night-night time. Good night, night, night. Wait!
What?
Oh, don't shut the door.
Why not?
Don't shut the door. Because it's, I like it open.
Why?
Because then it's not dark in my room. If the door is open a little crack, then I can still see.
But how are you going to sleep with the light streaming in like that? It's so bright in here.
Well, it does sometimes take me a while to drift off to sleep with the light so bright, but without it, it's just all dark. And I can't see what this is, or where that is, or what's touching me. Get it off.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I dropped a strain of spaghetti on your arm. I'll just get that. Okay.
Ew.
It's okay. I used to be scared of the dark, too, and
I'm not scared.
But you just said...
I'm not scared of the dark. I just prefer the light. Okay?
Okay. Well, I used to prefer the light, too. That is until I heard the story of the grumpy bunny. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Once there was a boy called Hamish. Hamish was a very good boy. He always did as he was told. He would put his cup in the dishwasher after drinking it. He would change the toilet roll to a new one if he used the last square, and would even feed the dog his dog biscuits at dinner time.
I am so good all day long.
But when night time came, he didn't always do as he was told. It wasn't naughty, oh no. Let me tell you about it. Hamish would brush his teeth and his hair. He would pop on his PJs and kiss the dog goodnight.
Righto, time for bed. Night night, champ. Gotta get a good night's sleep for Rosie's birthday party tomorrow. No one likes a tired birthday party guest.
Yes, Dad. Good night, Dad.
But when Dad shut the door, it was dark. Very dark. He would get a bit scared.
What's that? Hello?
Hamish rolled over in his bed, tucking his legs up tight against his chest. He looked around his room, his eyes wide in the dark, trying to make out anything.
Hi! Hi there! Hello? Are you sleeping? Hi!
It was a bunny! And not just any bunny, it was a grumpy-looking bunny, bouncing up and down at the side of his bed. Each time the bunny bounced, he spoke to Hamish.
Hey! Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What are you doing? Who are you?
I am a grumpy bunny.
Aw, you're cute.
I'm not cute, I'm grumpy.
Oh, sorry. I've just never met a grumpy bunny before.
That is okay.
Okay.
Now it's time to get up.
Up? Oh, no, I can't get up. It's bedtime. I need to close my eyes and go to sleep.
Nope. Definitely get up. You need a glass of water. Thirsty.
Oh, bunny, no, I'm not. I'm fine. Now, shh, because it's sleepy time.
But the grumpy bunny had other ideas.
Bunny!
Sorry!
Hamish jumped out of bed and switched on his light. The bunny had knocked down a pile of books.
Hamish, are you all right in here?
Yes, Dad. This bunny just knocked over some books.
What bunny?
That bunny there.
Hamish pointed to the carpet where the bunny had stood, but there was nothing there.
Well, he was just there.
Come on, Hamish, off to bed. Gotta get a good night's sleep for Rosie's birthday party tomorrow, and no one likes a tired birthday party guest.
Dad tucked Hamish back up in bed and switched off the light. Hamish pulled the covers right up to his chin. He felt very cozy. He could feel his heart beating faster and faster. It was dark again, and he felt a little nervous. He shut his eyes as tight as he could and pulled the covers up over his head. And then...
Hi! Did you get some water?
No, I told you, Bunny, I'm fine. I'm not thirsty. I had plenty of water at dinner.
Nope. Go and get some water.
Well, maybe I am a bit thirsty.
So Hamish got up out of bed, turned on the light and...
Dad?
Yes, Hamish?
I'm thirsty.
No, you're not, mate.
But I am.
So Dad poured Hamish a glass of water and gave it to him. Thanks, Dad.
Okay, we have checked for bunnies. We've had a drink of water, so we should be all good. Do you need the toilet?
No.
Okay. So we are all good to go to sleep and not get out of bed again, aren't we?
Yes.
Hamish finished his glass of water and his dad walked him back to bed.
We need to get a good night's sleep tonight because of Rosie's birthday party tomorrow. And no one likes a tired birthday party guest. Hmm? Come on.
Hamish listened as Dad walked away and went off to his bed in his own room. All the lights in the house were off now. It was extra dark. No crack of light beneath the door. It was the darkest it had ever been. Ever. Hamish put his hands over his closed eyes and curled his toes up, staying very, very still. But then...
Hiya! Do you need to wee? That was a big glass of water.
No, I don't. And I need to get a good night's sleep so I can go to Rosie's party tomorrow. No one likes a tired party guest.
No, you need to wee.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Hamish started to cry. Now, I'm sure you know this, Mini Beanies. Sometimes if you don't get to sleep in time, you can get so tired that you might feel like crying.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you sad.
And the bunny hopped up on Hamish's bed and gave him a little pat.
It's okay. Oh, sorry. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay.
Hamish? Are you all right, mate?
Yes, I just saw a bunny and he told me I had to wee and I didn't have to wee and he told me to get water and even though I didn't want water, I went and got water and I drank it too fast and now I really need to wee but I can't get up because I need to get a good sleep for the birthday party because no one likes a tired birthday party guest.
Okay, come on, let's go for a wee.
So Hamish, who really did need to wee after all, went to the bathroom and when he got back, Dad tucked him in and then turned off the light.
What's that?
Well, it's a nightlight. When I was your age, I didn't like the dark very much, so I used to sleep with this nightlight on. It made me feel very safe.
But I'm not scared of the dark. There was just a bunny that kept on...
Mate, there isn't a bunny in here. I checked. And that's okay that you saw a bunny. Maybe he can come to the birthday party tomorrow, eh?
But he's...
Now, are you okay to try and sleep with this little light on?
Uh-huh.
One last kiss for the night.
Mwah.
And Dad went to bed in his own room.
Night, Dad. Night, Bunny.
But the bunny didn't answer. Maybe he didn't like nightlights. Hamish rolled over and looked at his nightlight. It gave a warm orange glow from the other side of the room. He watched it carefully to make sure it wouldn't turn off. He shut his eyes just for 1 second. And the next thing he knew, he was asleep. And the grumpy bunny didn't bother him again. Because with his nightlight to make him feel safe, Hamish didn't need to get up. The next morning, Hamish woke up with a start. His nightlight was still shining away. It looked so dim in the morning sun. He switched it off.
Hamish, time for the birthday party.
Yes!
So off they went.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Rosie!
Hamish was feeling very tired. The other kids were running around eating party food, having fun. But not Hamish. He was so tired. So he sat down by the presents, and just for 1 second, he closed his eyes. Just for 1 second.
Hamish. Hamish.
Shh. Hamish had fallen asleep in the pile of presents. So Dad scooped him up and carried him to the door. But as he did, Hamish noticed another party guest snoring away in the presents. It was a bunny. Was it the same grumpy bunny from last night? Hamish felt his dad's big arms safely around him, and he let himself drift away and be carried to the car. Just as he was leaving in his dreamy state, he could have sworn he saw that bunny lift his little head and say,
"Are you sure you don't have to wee?"
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
a bunny.
What does it look like? Is it little and fluffy or middle-ish sized and fuzzy?
What does it sound like? Does it nibble or crunch on his carrots?
What does it smell like? Like cotton wool or furry socks?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a bunny.
Cute. That was a cute story. I like bunnies.
Me too. Me three.
Maybe you should get a nightlight. Like Hamish in the story, Mim. He was scared of the dark too.
Oh, yeah. Except, you know, I'm not scared of the dark. I just...
Prefer the light.
We know.
Hello, beanies.
Hi, Professor.
I couldn't help overhearing your conversation because I am a omnipresent being and seem to hear and see everything you do.
What?
Never mind. Now, Mim, there is no need to be embarrassed about being a bit nervous of the dark. In fact, I used to be a bit scared of the dark too.
Really? You did? But I'm not scared of the...
Yes, indeed. When I was a boy, before I became a professor, I used to think the dark was very scary. But my parents thought of some very clever tricks.
Like what?
Well, they got me a nightlight, just like Hamish in our story.
Yeah, I have one of those, but I'm still scared.
Don't worry, Mim, I am too. But my mum gave me a special teddy to keep me safe. Now, when I feel scared, I just give my teddy a big hug.
Me too. My dad used to leave the door open a crack so I could hear the family moving around the house. That way, I knew they were always there.
That's right, Mim. Your family or an adult is always there to keep you safe, even if you can't see them, even if you can't hear them, even if it's dark. You are safe.
Yeah. Thanks, Professor.
And you can sing the Beanies' new song to yourself in bed next time you feel scared. Come on, let's sing it now.
I close my eyes and go to sleep. It's dark outside, I'm safe with me. I close my eyes and go. I'm safe with me. I've had a wash and brushed my teeth. I'm all tucked in beneath my sheets. My head's been
lovely. Now, do you think we can go off to bed without getting up until the sun comes up?
Yes, Professor Know-It-All.
Good-o. Night-night, beanies.
Night-night, Professor Know-It-All.
Those are all really good ideas. I'm going to try cuddling my teddy and looking at my nightlight and listening out for my parents the next time I feel a bit nervous of the dark.
Yeah, maybe you can try it too, Mini Beanies.
For sure, because bedtime is for sleeping in your bed, not playing with grumpy bunnies.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.